we'll allow a few questions here. Okay, so maybe 10 minutes worth of questions. So I'm not sure how to pick people here, but I saw a hand over here kind of go up relatively fast, so we'll start with him. We won't get to them all, but we'll do the best we can.
Thanks so much, Tori.
You're welcome.
I'm a full-time investigator of violent crimes against children covered by law enforcement, which involves mind control. I haven't really studied Scientology, but I understand
two
key things. I understand the process church, or Church of the Process, started in Europe, came to America, and their job was to kill former Scientologists. Would you address that issue?
I have no idea on that.
Okay. It's in a book called The Open Evil by Terry Morey.
Okay.
Number two, I understand that they sued CAN, the Cult Awareness.
I was part of that.
Part of the lawsuit?
I was one of the people that they tricked into signing the thing so that CAN was the Cult Awareness Network, who were like people exposing what was going on in mind control groups. Scientology bankrupted them and took them. So now they announced they are CAN. So when you call the Cult Awareness Network, it's really the Church of Scientology. How bad is that? And I was part of that.
And Scientology confiscated all of CAN's records, which were exposing the cults.
Right. As far as I know, I wasn't in on all the details. I just signed my name to it.
Right. And so how do they get these judges to make these awards, which are so contrary to logic?
Thank you. I wish I could speak for the judges, but I cannot. One thing they do, remember I talked about fair game. You can lie, cheat, steal, destroy someone utterly. They are big. They have a huge investigation department that will just spend months and months and months, years if they have to, gathering little pieces of information until they have enough dirt on you where they go, you know what, we know X, Y, and Z about you, pal, and either you come, you're either on your side or you're out of here. And people, you know how it is, they find out your secret, you're like, all right, that's the only thing I can think of. I haven't been in on them talking to judges, but I know they do that, where they do the investigation.
So
yes.
The black with his hand, oh, okay, you pick on somebody?
You do it.
Okay. In the back there, against the post.
I'm sorry I came in late, I got caught in the traffic jam because of the marathon. I'm just wondering, do you have some effective strategies to deal with the people who come up to you on the street with the books? I mean, as an ex-Christian, I have a lot of strategies that I deal with. Fundamentalists. But what are some fair questions you can ask? What are some maybe thinking, jogging questions you can ask people who come up with you trying to solicit your interest?
I would, it's a really tricky thing because they have what I call plexiglass, where it's just, it doesn't matter what you say, it's going to bounce off of it. So you can try to say whatever you want. I mean, free speech, if you really believe in free speech, why can't you read the internet? You know, things like that. There's a lot of information that you're not allowed to see. How could you be free?
With biblicals, you can kind of get at certain contradictions in the Bible.
That's a different story, sir. We got a lot of questions on it. But, you know, it's one of those you got to try to figure it out, but it's very hard.
Thank you very much.
Yes, what's the latest on the FBI infiltration?
Well, you mean the one with the Guardian's office?
Yeah, where Hubbard's wife and...
Yeah, they all went to jail. They were there for a year. They audited while they were in jail and had success stories, like, you know, whatever. And then they got out.
They're all out now?
They're all out. Mary Sue is pretty much in lock and key from what I understand. I mean, not really literally locked up, but she won't say anything. She won't speak out. She's, I don't know if they call them bodyguards or what, but, you know.
I understand Hubbard went through a divorce with her. Did that still?
Not that I know of. I don't know. He was married three times, and I have it on a video where he says, no, I was only married two times, so he lied about one of his wives. He's a chronic liar.
Over here to your left.
Yes.
Is your son in the church?
I don't speak about my son. It's his life. That's okay. It's just personal life.
A couple of years ago, I understand Germany banned this cult in Germany.
They did. They have a lady named Ursula Kaberta, who is on their German government, paid by the German government to make sure that they don't harm the businesses. That's another thing Scientology does. They call it Wise International, and that's a whole nother story. But they get into businesses, getting business people sucked in, and then get them into Scientology. So Germany's been through this drill before. So they recognize totalitarianism. Well, they're there to some degree, but they're not well thought of. I don't. No, I really don't. I'm here to expose the abuses of Scientology. That's mainly what I care about, which is, fraud, the medical malpractice, disconnection where they break up families and they're lying. Those are the main things that I talk about.
Happiness,
right.
His total life.
So did I.
And how stupid can he be?
Well, I mean, I'm just as stupid. I can't call him stupid. And professors who've studied academics say cult members are often very high IQ. They're very smart people. They're not stupid. They're trapped into something where they are isolated. The celebrities have their own private entrance into the celebrity center, their own parking lot. They have their own secret course room. They are isolated. Yes.
You know, when you first went to a meeting on your own, but they put you off, but they said that they would have someone contact you. My question is, I get the feeling because of the thousands of dollars that people have to pay in order to take these various courses and get punished and all this kind of stuff. Don't you, one, do you think that they knew who you were and that you did have access to a lot of money?
Of course they did. These were two kids in my hometown.
Therefore, they're not going to be interested in me on the street. They're going to be only be interested in people that they already think have some kind of deep pockets.
Now, let me just explain that. First of all, in the old days, it wasn't so much. It wasn't so expensive. So I think the guys that came to see me really didn't think, oh, she's got a lot of money, because it wasn't that bad. But now you're correct. They mainly are going after people with money, which Miscavige even said, you know, you have to change how you look. We want you to dress like this because we're after the business community because they have the money. They're after kids, money, and artists. Those are their three main topics. But they didn't ever contact me. Remember, they came in and gave me the Dianetics book. They didn't call me. Oh, wait, she came down from Santa Barbara. Go on.
My question is there anyone up high in the U.S. government or a member of Congress that is a Scientologist, and would they be open or secretive about it?
They're pretty secretive. There is, I don't know that he's high up in the government, and I can't answer all that because there could be more. But I know Bruce Wiseman has kind of fleeced into a women's group and is running it, and he probably says he's a Scientologist because it's been such a flap with them not saying they're Scientologists that they now are trying to say they are. But I noticed, like, I went to the Chamber of Commerce around here. They're in every Chamber of Commerce. And they came up to me when I first left and said, Tori, we're glad you're here. And I said, you know what? You're going to be really sorry you said that in about 2 minutes. Yes. Yes.
Are being used right now on the American public by Karl Rove and Dick Cheney.
I am. Here, here. Thank you. Yes.
Is it true that, like, the Moody Blues, Travolta, all these crews, all these people signed agreements early on when they were first brought into Scientology said that they will give a certain percentage of all their earnings for the rest of their lives if they turn their lives over to Scientology?
Usually not that way. If you use the business, if you're in it with the wise, you pay 10%. But you're counseling people using his material, so you're paying for that. They do have to sign enormous amounts of things now saying they will give up their life, personal freedoms to the Church of Scientology. Now, that came out in Racer magazine recently, and it's on the internet, that they will give up their own personal freedoms. You have to call the church before your family. It's really scary.
Just three things here. First of all, if Scientology were so great, why is Travolta such a mediocre actor? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm
going
to have
to answer
that. Two, it's just really amazing how similar some of the philosophical foundations of Scientology, which I wish you would explain more, what it's supposed to do for the individual, are so similar to the back of the line movement in Germany prior to Nazi Germany.
It's very similar, and I'm sorry I didn't get to that. They are
similar.
That's right.
How they work in business.
That's right.
While pretending to be something else, being for the common people.
Right.
I mean,
that's why I said they sell freedom. They're really enslaving you. They sell, you know, that you can, you know, free speech, but they cut off your free speech.
What do they think they can do for you, though? I mean,
They say they can erase your reactive mind so you don't have any more problems, so that you've got a perfect memory. They find whatever it is you have a problem with, because all of us have different problems. And they're saying they call it your ruin. And they find your ruin, and they say there's a chance Scientology can help you. And they start you in on the thing.
Hi, I'm Scientologist.
Where are you? Oh, there, okay, I didn't know where you were.
I've been a Scientologist for over 20 years,
right.
And Scientology has done an amazing amount of things for me.
Right.
I'm much more me, I'm much more able, I didn't have a lot of money, making much more money right now, because I'm more productive, and, you know, my children are doing well. There's things in Scientology that really are for people, there's nothing on, which is getting people off drugs. These are good things. The study method which you mentioned, it works.
I'm not saying there are not. I said there are things that are good. I said Scientologists are good. I said that the people running it are doing some really creepy things, and if you and I sat down and you would listen, you would kind of go, there's a point where you just can't keep doing it. And when you hit that point, many of us have spent hours with executives trying to get them to change, and they won't. And that's the point when you go, you know what, I'm done. That's what I said it was going to be, my opinion.
Right.
You're welcome, and good luck to you. And I highly recommend you read both sides. Yes?
Hi. Are you aware of the Beverly Hills Playhouse, the acting?
I am. Yes.
So you know
Milton Gonzalez, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have a lot of Scientology acting teachers.
Right.
Well,
any Scientology anywhere, Scientologists, just as this lady, believe it's the greatest thing. It helps her. So there, and Hubbard was like, we have to clear the planet. That's his thing. That's the goal of Scientology, is to clear the planet. Of what? To clear it of their reactive minds. So you mean get everybody in Scientology. So to that degree, they're always going to be sifting and looking and trying to get people in. But it's not only that. They're acting teachers.
I'm a proud member of this organization. I think they do a lot of good things, but if I found out that the leadership of this organization was intimidating people, breaking up families, doing all the awful
right.
things you say they do, I'd tell them to go F themselves.
Thank you.
You keep speaking about the other side, and you said you don't wish an end to Scientology, and reading both sides, but I'm just really curious, what is the other side?
Okay, the other side is... Okay, first of all, I don't wish the end of Scientology. I wish the end of the abusive things they do, okay? And let me finish. I listen to you and you ask me a question.
Well, I'm just focusing. What else do they do is what I'm trying to get at.
Besides breaking up families, besides medical malpractice, besides lying to people, besides kicking people out of the country, besides... tricking judges, you know, I could go on forever. So, besides that, what? I like the communication course. I thought that was good. They have a few little tools that I think are good. As far as the organization, I wish an end to it. I think they are run by criminals. I hope it does get exposed and end.
I would love to know, how much do they get every year in dollars?
Pardon me?
How much money do they rake in every year, would you say?
Less and less. They used to rake in millions. I mean, Hubbard, right before he died, was getting, I think, $1 million in cash a week. And it was a lot of money. But now they have, as you can look around, you can drive around their buildings and see they're undone. And you can go on the Internet and see their statistics. They used to have hundreds. Now they have, like, four or five people completing things. It's dramatically less. But they do buy a lot of real estate, and from that it looks like they have a lot of money. Yes?
And you mentioned a couple of books, which I would like to highly recommend to the people here.
Okay.
One is A Piece of Blue Sky.
Right, by John Atack. That's A Piece of Blue Sky by John Atack.
It's a very good book. It's fascinating.
It is.
Really, you'll get a lot more than she's told you today, because it's really...
Well, there's only so much you can tell
yeah.
in a day.
Another book called L. Ron Hubbard, Madman or Messiah.
And
I'd like to ask you a question, and
yeah.
maybe this woman to my left here as well. If 6 or 7 years ago, when you were still in the church, if I had handed you that book or wanted to ask you to read it, would you have read it or would you...
Absolutely not. My best friend woke up and left that book on the table. And my girlfriend called me and said, Tori, he left a piece of blue sky on the table. And you know what I said? Get rid of it.
read that book?
So here's the thing, with that book, it does have time, place, form, and event that you don't know about. That's the true factual information about Scientology, and that's what I mean about the other side. I always used to say that when I was in groups. You believe everything, but if you can't read a book about your own organization, there's something wrong. Yes, sir, in the black shirt. Excuse me. Okay, excuse me. You can finish that outside if you want. Yes.
If I had to pay someone to rule my life or to have my life, I'd tell them to go to hell.
So would I. Everyone would. That's what I'm saying. This conversation I'm having with you, I never had with my husband or any of my friends. Because you're not thinking that way.
Two more questions from people that haven't raised their hand. Here's one right there.
I understand that L. Ron Hubbard claimed that he was seriously wounded in battle in World War II and miraculously healed himself.
Correct.
And there is absolutely documentary proof that this never happened.
Exactly.
And yet the Church of Scientology continues to claim that this is true.
Right. What's the question?
Well, my question is, how in the world can anyone, including this person who claims to be in Scientology, if this is a lie and it can be blatantly proved to be a lie, how in the world can people continue to claim it's true and continue to propagate this? Isn't that an embarrassment and Travolta or anyone not be aware?
Because they haven't read it. She hasn't read it. Just like now. He said, why don't you read that book? I guarantee you she will not read that book. Travolta doesn't know that information. Jerry Armstrong, who was Hubbard's personal biographer, Hubbard said, I want you to write about my life. Here's all the basically BS, right? But here's the information backing it up. He went down in the basement, and it was the complete opposite. Jerry made copies of it, left, and they are still to this day. That was like 25 years ago. They're still suing him, still trying to nail him. You know, it's like they hate him because he was the beginning person saying Hubbard's a liar.
I'm sorry. Freedom Magazine, I think, are they still going?
Is Freedom Magazine still going?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. They used to be real critical.
Right, because Von Jung used to write it, and he left the Church of Scientology.
They used to expose CIA drug runners, Barry Seal, and whatnot. And then, I think, I heard in exchange for their tax-exempt status that they went after groups like the Liberty Lobby and got them shut down, infiltrated, you know the IHR, and that's a long story. But I'm just wondering, they don't...
They're not critical anymore. I know. Vaughn.
They go along with the Bush administration.
Right. Absolutely. They're Republicans. Vaughn. sorry, boys. Most Scientologists are Republicans. Not all. Not all. But most. Yeah. And Von Jung, the late Robert Von Jung, is a wonderful person, and I highly recommend anybody look up his writings on the internet also, because he writes fabulously. He used to write for Freedom, and he was the one who wrote those great articles. Yes?
One last question. All right. Can you comment on Paul S. Cooper, who 30 years ago wrote Scandal Scientology and how the Scientologists destroyed her?
Okay, quick story. She's a friend of mine now. Paul S. Cooper is a little tiny person who said, I'm just going to go start doing a course and see how it is. She did the course, wrote a book on it, The Scandal of Scientology. It's a little paperback book. Scientology went after her with a vengeance, snuck into her house in a brief, copied papers with her fingerprints on them, sent them saying that this is, typed on it a bomb threat, said that this is from Paulette Cooper and here's her fingerprints. They were ready to put her in prison, and they broke into the federal government. The federal government found out, broke into the guardian's office, and they all went to jail. And in that, they exposed, I think it was Snow White. Was it Snow White? Is that the one for Paulette?
No.
Operation Freakout. It's called Operation Freakout, and it's the whole plan to get her put in prison. So that's your delightful church down the street. Is that enough? I didn't do the building. Is that okay? Thank you very much for letting... Thank you for letting me speak and being such a great audience. Oh, and one last thing. Don't forget Mark Butler's videos. They're absolutely fabulous. He is...